Hey guys, it's Sonia, and welcome back to the You Are Blossoming podcast, where we talk about spirituality, self-betterment, and all of the things that actually matter in life. I'm really pumped about today's episode because I am currently working through getting myself out of a low vibration. And so today's episode is how to shift out of low vibrational emotions. Whenever I am feeling like I'm at a low vibrational frequency, these are the things that I like to do in order to get me back into alignment with my highest self and my purpose here on this earth. And I think today's episode is going to help you get out of that rut, especially if you've been in a creative rut. For my creative entrepreneurs out there, who are hustling on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube, wherever you are putting all of your passion, your creative passion towards, I want you to know that you are absolutely not alone if you've been feeling it, because things have been really off this year. I no longer want to give my power to social media validation and seeking that recognition, because when we're constantly trying to one-up ourselves or seek the recognition that we know we deserve, sometimes that can cloud our vision, can throw us off track and go down a weird emotional train wreck. And those emotional train wrecks are definitely much needed. I think it's super important to feel your feelings, but it's also important to shift yourself out of those feelings. And so today's episode is going to give you the tools on how I shift out of these low vibrational emotions. The first thing that I want to talk about is recognizing that you are having a negative thought or emotion. It's so important to remember that not all of your thoughts are facts. And whoever is a overthinker, raise your hand. I am currently raising my hand. I overthink things all the time. When I overthink, I stress myself out and I create this anxiety that shouldn't be there because of my overthinking. For instance, I struggle with social anxiety, and whenever I meet someone new, I'm always thinking, okay, how can I not be awkward? Did I say something weird that made that person judge me? I know that whoever's listening to this, I know that you can totally relate. And social anxiety is something that's very common amongst our society. But it's important to remember that that person probably isn't thinking about what you're thinking. They're probably not overanalyzing everything that you're saying. Whenever this is happening to you, I want you to pause and reflect on the thought. What are you actually telling yourself? Why you're telling yourself this? Is it because you're feeling insecure and you're operating from a place of lack because you feel like you have to make up for something or be somebody that you're not? When we're having those weird thoughts, questioning why we're telling ourselves this is important. Most of the time, they're probably feeling just as anxious as you are. Whenever you're in this situation, it doesn't have to be a social anxiety situation, but it could be anything else. Maybe you're thinking about a work project and that thing is making you feel stressed and overwhelmed, and you're just constantly thinking about all the ways in which this new project could fail. But questioning why you're telling yourself that and then choosing to change your thought is where you take your power back. So shifting that thought into something positive and making sure that you're letting that negative thought go. So to really shift out of that low vibrational energy, you have to recognize what the negative thought or emotion is first, question why you're telling yourself this, and then choose to change your thought. Make sure to shift it because, again, not all of your thoughts are facts. It's important to feel your emotions and understand why you're feeling that way. But when that emotion or that thought no longer serves you, it's time for you to flush it out of your system so you can make way for a new positive thought that can help uplift that negative thought. If you constantly think about all of your weaknesses and not your strengths in life, you're gonna be an unhappy person. We all have our strengths and weaknesses, and sometimes having those weaknesses is good, because when we can recognize those weaknesses, that is major growth. When you can put action towards those weaknesses on how you're going to strengthen those weaknesses, that is what taking your power back looks like. One of my favorite ways to really release any negative energy whenever I'm in a low vibrational frequency is to move my body. I have to get those endorphins, the dopamine, and the serotonin flowing from my brain throughout my body. And exercising is like an antidepressant. When we charge our bodies through moving, getting your blood flowing, and circulating more oxygen through your body, our brain releases dopamine, serotonin, and endorphins. These hormones create a general feeling of well-being. Think about it. Let's say you get up in the morning, you do your yoga, you go for a walk, or whatever it is that you do to get your blood flowing, you charge your body up, and you start your day. You set your day up to be more energetic and more in alignment with that positive frequency because you allowed yourself to release any negative toxins that is stuck within our body. Sweating is the number one way that we release those toxins. And so when we exert our body, we're releasing those negative feelings and toxic waste that gets piled up inside of our bodies. And so let's say you've been doing that for maybe like a week or two, right? And then you fall off of it. You fall off of your routine and then you start to feel depressed. When we're not exercising and when we're not moving and all we're doing is just getting up, starting our day, going to work, chugging along through our work day, then we come home and then we're just tired and we just don't want to do anything. We have to allow ourselves to release those negative pent-up feelings, because if we don't, then we remain sedentary. And when you remain sedentary, your body starts to create even more toxic waste and energy because we're not exerting our body and releasing it. So it's important to move your body and create those endorphins that your brain wants. Your brain thrives off of those three hormones. And when we're not allowing our brains to get the right amount of oxygen flowing through our blood, throughout our body, this can lead to depression and anxiety and making us feel low. You don't have to exert yourself to the point where you're completely exhausted, but finding a way to move your body that suits you and your lifestyle is going to help you tremendously. You can do yoga, you can go for a walk, you could run, go to a workout class, ride your bike. As long as you're doing something that can help keep your mind off of what's bringing you down, is a great way to shift your energy. You can also shift your vibration through tangible things. The tangible thing that I'm talking about is crystals. Whether you believe it or not, crystals have magical healing powers. As long as you're using them with the right intention and you know how to work with them, they can really help you work through your depression. This week, I went to a crystal store. I wasn't even planning on going to the crystal store. I had to go to the vet to pick something up for my cat. Just so happens that there's a crystal store in the exact same plaza. I was feeling really low that day. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself to a crystal. I went to the bracelet section, found black onyx. You guys, black onyx is a grounding crystal. It helps protect you from negative energy and it assists in clearing those worries and concerns that stem from negativity. Literally that day, I went home, I did a tarot spread for myself, and the tarot spread that I did was phenomenal because it was everything that I needed to hear from my highest self, from my angels, from source. course, to get me back to my high vibrational frequency, that happy girl that I know that's within me. And after wearing the bracelet and doing this tarot spread, I decided to journal. I journaled, tapped into my inner child, and understood what traumas that I need to work through in order for me to get back to that happy girl. After this, I got curious because I was like, man, I haven't done this in a long time, and I wonder if Black Onyx, my bracelet, made me want to do this. I was shocked. I listened to 3 different videos, and every single video about Black Onyx was saying that this is a magical crystal that can help ground you, make you feel secure, and it'll also help you uncover those layers that you suppress. By doing your shadow work and healing your inner child, it's hard. It's hard, but it's so worth it because I felt really uplifted after understanding exactly what I need to do to get me back into alignment. And Black Onyx is connected to your root chakra. If you've been experiencing some weird energy, I want you to start looking into chakras and understanding certain ailments and why you may be feeling the way that you're feeling in those specific areas of your body. Because we are all energy, and when we hold on to negative energy, that negative energy can build up within us and create ailments, disease, stress, and depression. So using crystals to help assist you along the way of working through your depression can be very rewarding. I'm also going to share 2 more crystals with you that I like to use. So amethyst is a beautiful purple stone, and this creates a calming environment. This crystal can bring you peace and tranquility. So if you're a very anxious person, this is a great stone to keep on you. I love wearing my crystals. I wear my crystals every single day. I have bracelets, rings, earrings, necklaces. However I can wear my crystals and have them on me is what I'm going to do. I highly recommend, if you do want to get into crystals, start researching specific crystals that can work with certain chakras of yours that you may feel that is blocked. And amethyst is a great crystal to connect with your crown and third eye chakra. If you've been feeling very chaotic, getting an amethyst crystal, putting it in your living room, in your bedroom, wherever you spend most of your time, would be a really good idea. The last one I'm going to talk about is rose quartz. Rose quartz is connected to the heart chakra. This crystal is known for its powerful healing properties. It can help bring you love, joy, and positive emotional healing into your life, and it's a great crystal to boost self-love. If you've been feeling really low, I would suggest getting some rose quartz, putting it on your heart chakra, meditating with that crystal, and truly embodying love and loving yourself. You can do these exact same exercises with the amethyst and the black onyx. This isn't going to happen overnight. This is something that you have to do on an everyday basis. If you don't do it every day, at least once a week. Making sure to give yourself those mental health check-ins is so important, which is why journaling, meditating, moving your body are some of the most healing things that you can do for your mental health in order for you to shift out of that low vibrational frequency. Even tidying up your space. For me, when I'm going through like some mental hardships, my house is a disaster. I don't want to clean. I don't want to do anything. You are a reflection of your environment. And if your environment is cluttered and it feels like you need to dust and do something, then you need to dust and do something, because more than likely, you probably need to dust and purify your own soul. Doing a deep clean in your house, dusting, vacuuming, sweeping, mopping, cleaning your bathroom, like all of those things can really shift your entire vibe. There's nothing better than a clean home or clean sheets. Wash your sheets. Make that a ritual that you do. You are a reflection of your environment. And not only is your environment the the tangible things and the materialistic things that are around you, but it's also your environment within you. So making sure to eat more whole foods and less processed foods is going to help you shift out of that low vibe, because your gut is closely tied to your mental health. So if you're not feeding and fueling your body with vegetables, fruits, and home-cooked meals that aren't processed, then you're doing an injustice to your body and your mental health. Because when we don't have a balanced diet, we're probably not getting the right amount of nutrients that our body needs in order for it to function at its highest capacity. We want to function at our highest capacity. So if you're constantly just snacking and eating lots of refined sugars and processed meats, that could be part of the reason why you're feeling sluggish. And maybe that's the reason why you don't want to get up and work out or go for a walk, because you're fueling your body with the wrong things. I love starting my day with a fresh juice. If you guys follow me on Instagram, you know I like to show you whenever I'm juicing, and my favorite go-to juice right now is a green juice. I use kale, celery, ginger, apples, and lemon, and boy, does this fuel my body and make me feel so good. Not only can you do fresh juices, you can do smoothies, and making sure to put some fruit in your body first thing in the morning will really help get those good nutrients, good nutrients and sugars that your body wants. So start increasing your vegetable and fruit intake, because this can really help your gut, which can then help your mental health. One of the best ways to really shift out of that low vibration is to immerse yourself in nature. Whenever I'm feeling like not myself, I love to go to my local park. I love to walk around, listen to an uplifting podcast, my favorite music, whatever it is. I like to be outside and really ground myself with nature. Be in that present moment. Look at the birds. Go look at the fish in the pond, or just go people watching. Being in that present moment, not being on your phone, stepping away from social media, stepping away from anything that's work related can do your mental health wonders. So really finding those things that make you happy. It's important to reflect on your feelings and make sure that you're feeling those feelings, but it's also really, really important to let those feelings go. Once you feel it all that you can, but then let it go, release it, because it's no longer yours to hold and keep. Because when we hold and we keep on to that negative energy, we keep that built up within us. These are all things that I have to continuously tell myself in order for me to really be a happy person. And holding yourself accountable is the only way that you're really going to shift out of that negative mindset. To wrap up today's episode, I'm going to pull an affirmation card. Let's see what affirmation Spirit wants you to affirm today, this week, this month, whenever you're listening to this episode. Two cards actually flew out, and this is the first time this has happened on the podcast. So I'm going to read two affirmations. The first one is, "The universe is always conspiring to support me, guide me, and lead me compassionately towards the highest good." The second affirmation, "I can decide today to recalibrate my energy and commit to love and joy." Wow, wow, wow. Every single time I pull an affirmation card, it always resonates with the episodes. These two cards are very, very special, and I hope that you truly decide to affirm these affirmations, because the universe always wants what's best for you. You are just in your way of receiving all the good that it wants to bless you with. When we're in that low vibrational frequency, we're cutting ourselves off from those blessings, from the guidance and the support. You can decide today to recalibrate your energy and commit to acting from a place of love and joy, gratitude, And that's what's really going to shift you out of that low vibrational energy. Remember to feel your feelings, but also hold yourself accountable. And hold yourself accountable in knowing that you can shift your energy whenever you want to, but it's up to you. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, please give it a share in your story. Tag me at Sonia X Singh and the You Are Blossoming on Instagram, so I know who's listening. And let's spread and share the positive vibes of this podcast. If you know someone who's feeling down in the dumps, share this episode with them because I really think that it could help them. And also, if you're feeling generous, make sure to give the podcast a rate and review. This helps get the podcast out to more people and keeps us relevant. As always, I love you guys so much. Just know that I am going through it and that you're absolutely not alone, but we can hold each other accountable and make sure that we're living our best lives and blossoming into the people that we've always wanted to become. I love you guys so much, and I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.